Christian Solidarity Worldwide held a one-day conference in London today on the topic of religious freedom around the world. The newly elected federal minister for minorities affairs in Pakistan, Shahbaz Bhatti, addressed the conference, along with U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf, a principal architect of the International Religious Freedom Act of the United States. Ahead of the conference, Congressman Wolf told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the implementation of the International Religious Freedom Act has seen both ups and downs since it was passed over a decade ago.
There have been times that it's been very strong and very good, and there are times that it's been weakening. I worry a little bit that it's been weakening lately, to be honest with you.
How do you propose that we help those who are being persecuted?
When you advocate for individuals as well as the cause, it makes a tremendous difference. Nathan Sharansky, who was in the Perm Camp 35, the Gulag in the Soviet Union, points out that his life got better when people in the West advocated for him, when political leaders did, and when individuals even would write letters about him. It would even get to the point that his life got better insofar as the warden made sure that he was okay and gave him more food, because he wondered, why are all the people in the West interested in this guy? So there's a lot that we can do as governments. There's a lot that we can do as individuals.